den of foxes on a day met together, as men say, where they used to frequent. Into a hole then straight they went. Thus one unto the other said, the fox's will shall be obeyed. Where a council they did hold, scorning for to be controlled, one more cunning than the rest, in a robe himself then dressed, then gave ear and understand, there's many foxes in this land. One robed like a friar, some say, did imitate to preach and pray, unto the geese like nuns attired, for his heart by them was fired. Beloved sister, then he said, draw near to me, be not afraid. And although I am not tall, I have longing bows for you all. If they were nuns, he loved them dear, but they were geese, it doth appear. He did seduce them by a wild, and every one of them beguiled. A mighty feast they then did hold, of hollow fowls as I was told, and then went to the lion's cave, dearly longing that to have. A cunning plot by them was laid, which made the lion sore afraid. And by their subtlety, as then, they forced the lion from his den. Then by their subtlety and strength, the lion then entrapped at length. Then cruelly they did him flay, to have his den therein to play. The young lions then did fly, not daring for to stay nearby, to seek more lions in a land the fox's strength for to withstand. And intending to pursue, are returning with their crew. One fox more subtle than the rest stood strutting up and did protest, that he and his young ones then would have the dreadful lion's den. With one consent perforce they said, this fox's will must be obeyed. And whilst within that he did stay, he frighted all the rest away. The greedy fox with price of gore did feed on plate and silver ore, but having fed beyond his strength, he fell sick and died at length. The frighted foxes then returned, but for the other never mourned. They drove the young whelp out of his den, and possessed themselves again of their former playing place, to the dead fox's much disgrace. There was another fox beside that that in his tail did take such pride. So cruelly was he bent then, he fed upon poor wounded men. And now he's gone, as I hear tell, to fright the devil out of hell. Another he had gained such power that he held a mighty tower, that no one durst him withstand. Of such power was his command. But the rest would not obey, but forced him for to run away. There was a fair captain the West, and in a booth they kept a feast. The foxes, hearing of such cheer, put the feasters in such fear that for fear they ran away, and the foxes had a gallant prey. From the north came such a wind, the foxes feared their tails behind. They sent one then with all speed to beat them back if there be need. Afterwards they set him free, for of their rump he must not be. Another fox had but one eye, after him went a hue and cry. 'Cause out of sight and under shade, he did use the cobbling trade. For killing many, I have heard, he was hanged up in Paul's churchyard. Of foxes we no number know, because that they are lambs in show. You that on foxes have a care, least that it do your health.